From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Jury selection is underway in the corruption case against former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makeda. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports after 12 jurors and two alternates are selected, opening statements will come. Prosecutors have asked that two of the nine charges be dropped. The paper also reports District Judge Larry Schwartz has denied a request to move the trial to a different county. The Colorado State Board of Education has approved nearly $300 million in projects for school construction. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
Part of the voter-approved Amendment 64, which made recreational marijuana legal in Colorado, requires that the first $40 million of a special tax each year on marijuana go to public school construction. Some of that money pays for the competitive grants from the Building Excellent Schools Today, or BEST, program. BEST grants prioritize health, safety, and security issues in schools like asbestos removal and new roofs. Schools do have to provide matching funds. The focus on rural and older schools can be seen in the 28 projects that will receive funding this year, including a new middle school in Brush and a new K-12 school in Deer Trail. Pot sales make up just a small portion of the money for the BEST program, though. The largest amount of funding comes from the Colorado State Land Board, which collects from ranchers and oil and gas companies to lease state land. I'm Jackie Fortier.
Other grantees include the Custer County School District, but that's among several dependent on bond elections this year for matching funds. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.